Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Injury Time with me, Sandeep here. And we'll be talking about a lot about Indian international football, actually. So to help me with this is first Orko from Delhi. Orko?
Hi, Sandeep.
Hey, man. Yes, long time. So what's been happening?
Nothing. Delhi is as hot as ever. Recorded hottest day in this summer. Yesterday, 48 degrees. So we're just melting away. Now waiting for the short Indian season to start. And which is probably going to start another 4 or 5 months. If the authorities have figured out when it will start.
Yes, and in the meantime, I hope you don't touch half century there. And
no.
And joining and helping further, we did the preview with him. He was at the Kurosawa game in Thailand. Vishnu, how are you?
I am great, man. How are you?
I am great. How was Thailand?
Thailand was a very nice little trip. I wasn't there for too many days, just 4 or 5, but it was worth it. It's a nice place, and I got to see a couple of nice games of football. So.
Yes, a couple of nice games. And you also got a glimpse of that, not a glimpse actually, you watched the whole match, India and Kurosawa.
Yeah.
And like we predicted, or like more accurately like you predicted, it was quite one-sided in the first half. Second half, India did play well. So take me through what you thought of the whole 90 minutes.
He didn't know this before. He will. He does know this by now that he has a problem in defense. Again, I don't think the Rahul Beke experiment worked out that well, playing him in the center. I think his best position is out wide. Second half, people thought that Stimac was going to be, tactically not up to the mark. I think they might have been a bit reassured with this match because he did change up a lot of things in the second half, and his changes worked to an extent that, I don't think a bit of this was Kurosawa holding back because, you know, they had a healthy lead and they didn't want to exert themselves with the final coming up in a few days, but India did quite well to not concede again in the second half, and they did have their chances. Chetri hit the bar late into the game, so it was not like India was sitting back and absorbing the pressure all the match. They did have their chances, and against a team that is full of players who developed in the European, the Dutch league, and players who play in the Premier League, I think that was quite impressive. A very young team. If I remember right, in the second half, they had 5 debutants on the field. Overall, I think 6 debutants in the game. So, with 5 debutants on the pitch to play against a big team, technically much better than you, players who got vastly more experience than you playing in big games, I thought they did quite well.
Yes, coming to you, Orko, now. A lot of people, and myself included, thought he was playing, you know, like a big team. Stimac was playing like a big team because he was trying to keep the ball, pass, push the fullbacks up and all this kind of stuff. Obviously, Kurosawa didn't press very well, or too much. At least they let them have the ball in their own half. So, what did you make of India's possession game and, more importantly, the midfield, which was completely new?
Yeah, so under Constantine, the midfield was a source of worry because it would get bypassed completely. I mean, our forwards would press and it would be an ununiform press. So, forwards would press, but then once the ball moved past the forwards, then our defense would get engaged. It's sort of continued under the match, but, this brand new midfield maybe is more exciting for me personally. I think Amardeep is a good addition. He is a tidy passer in midfield. And you know, I mean, a lot of people have spoken about Sahar's debut. I like to think it was a mixed bag. It could have been better. So, I mean, Stimmers has a lot of options in midfield right now. The absence or presence of Ronaldo also makes a big difference because, you know, since Mehtab's time, Mehtab Hussain's time, we never had a destroyer as such. So if we have, let's say, a three-man midfield, I think that works out really well for India as opposed to, you know, Stimmers playing someone behind the main striker and two wingers and then leaving only two people to hold up the fort in midfield. So in India is better suited to, let's say, playing a double pivot system. And I think like Vishnu said, they improved rapidly after the break against Curaçao. And I think Stimmers will identify this as an area. And he'd like to experiment. I mean, in the Asian Cup, we saw Pranoy and Thapa playing in the midfield. Now, the possibilities are more. Let's say, I think you could see Pranoy, Sahal and Thapa playing. Or, you know, you put Amarjeet also in the mix. It's interesting to see how he takes this forward.
And Vishnu, now they played against Thailand, managed to win that game, which is a good thing because this is a second win in two matches against them. So I personally didn't see really a lot of that game because I was doing some work. What did you make of that that game? Because I think we both said the second game will be more important to see where our level is at. And the coach also did a lot of twists, from what I understand, changes in formation throughout.
The Thailand game I thought was much more impressive because it wasn't the 11 that, or even the, if you take in the sub, it wasn't that 11 that started in against Curaçao. It was like a completely different team. And to a lot of people, it must have looked like that was the B side. That was Stimmers giving opportunities to players who did not get much action in the first game. And it had a feel of an almost reserve side. I mean, how over the last 15 years, how often have you seen Chetri not starting despite being in the squad? Despite that, India managed to beat Thailand in front of their home fans. And this was a big game for them because, you know, Buriram is a very passionate city. There were a lot of home fans in this stadium. I believe there some big government guests were also there at the match. So this was a big game for Thailand. And India managed to get the better of them. So I think that game was a sign that Stimmers has increased the depth of talent that we have to choose from the national team. He's experimented a lot. And in two matches, it already looks like we have a lot more depth than we did under coach.
Yes. And Orko, now, what are the biggest positives, the takeaways from here? And we'll talk about the Intercontinental Cup in a second. But what do you think was the biggest takeaway from here?
I mean, like Vishnu said, Stimmers is not a man, let's say, unwilling to tinker. So, under Constantine, you'd often get the feeling that he'd want to play the same side, you know, day in, day out. I've seen this in friendlies and in the last Intercontinental Cup that even when he started his B side, they would soon revert to the first team. I think, and there probably was a mental blockade there that they're afraid of losing. And, it's good. It's good that Stimmers coming in, you know, changing formations, you know, trying to figure out what is best side is. He's giving these friendlies only fair share of due respect, not, let's say, going out every match with only 1-11 trying to win everything. So, I mean, like Vishnu said, there's a lot more depth now because clearly he is willing to focus on just more than 23 players. And I'm not really sure about, you know, how if we can keep this tactical tinkering going. But it was good to see new faces. And I think with the defensive problem will sort itself out now. Now that Simaj probably knows the best positions of everyone involved. I think that's really the biggest pro for me from this tour.
Yes, sir. That's quite a good positive to take. And Vishnu, we were just talking about qualification for the World Cup. You had a few points to say. So the floor is yours now.
I think it's. I don't think I need to come out and say this that it's virtually impossible, but that is what it is. But I think what we can do is we can aim to take one step forward from what we did last time. As in last time, we finished third. We had to go straight into the Asian qualification. If we can try. Finish second in the group this time and move on to that next stage, I think that would be a sign that Indian football has progressed. And again, it's very, very difficult even this. It depends on the draw. As things stand, and I think if my calculations are right, we are going to end up in top three now of the draw. The draw will be held, I think, mid-July. So there are permutations whereby we will have an easier path to the next round. We have teams like Kyrgyzstan in pot two, who India will look at and say, hey, we can maybe a couple of draws, or we can maybe beat them once at home and hold them to a draw on their turf. But I think if like last time we draw an Iran and an Oman, or maybe an Iraq from pot two, I think it's pretty much over before it begins, because right now we don't have the quality to beat these teams.
Yes, absolutely. And like you said, one step at a time. You just get to the second round this time, and then you can see where we go. So
that should be the ideal. That should be the target, because people talking about World Cup qualifications, but unless Infantino expands the World Cup even further and allows for 15 teams from Asia this time, I don't think it's happening anytime soon. So I think we should focus on taking baby steps, one step at a time. So this seems to be the next logical step, just getting to the next round.
Coming to you, Arko, now, move stepping away from Indian football national team as such. Joby Justin has an NOC issue with East Bengal. Is that still going on?
That is supposedly going on. But if you go by precedent that was set in the Abhinash Suridas case, I think East Bengal will probably lose the case, going by previous rulings. And I don't want to be cheeky, but then East Bengal is going up against the mothership. And, we can only see one outcome here. Secondly, the token system, for our listeners, is an outdated system used by the equally outdated Indian Football Association, IFA, in West Bengal. Where, they say if someone owns the token, that represents a player. Essentially, the player is theirs. So FIFA doesn't recognize the token system, AIFF doesn't recognize the token system, nobody does. Right? It's probably only the canteen in IFA which recognizes the token system. So going by everything that's said and done, and again, like I said, the president in the Abhinash Suridas case. This case is open and shut. I think AOB's complained to AIFF, they've intervened, and we can totally expect him to turn out for another Calcutta club this season.
Yes, I think he's moving to ATK, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that's about it for our regular pod. We'll come back to you with a footnote soon enough. So for this pod, thank you, Orko. Thank you, Vishnu, for your time. And guys, keep enjoying the game, and we'll get back to you soon.